We're still in Simin Dalet Shin. We're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Beis Vehecha the Mutar Eved Lasas Malacha Liatzma. In a case where an Eved is allowed to do Malacha for himself, that's the case where he was not Makabal on himself all the mitzvahs. This is whether he's the equivalent of a Ger Toshav, that he had Mila and Tfila but accepted only the Zion mitzvahs, or had no Mila and Tfila but accepted the Sheva mitzvahs. Im Omelo Ha'odon, so the halacha is he's allowed to do malacha for himself, but not for the Odin. Im Omelo Ha'odon, she asa liatzmo, v'yozen atzmo v'yom ha'shabbos. If the Odin tells him on Shabbos, go find yourself a job, go do work, and support yourself. Kevin shehisni imo me'od yom, osu l'tzorchi mezon osav. Since this was arranged before Shabbos, meaning, had it not been arranged before Shabbos, so he's got to give him food on Shabbos, If the worker then goes to work in order to support himself, he's actually working for the Balabayas. But if this was arranged before Shabbos, and he says, I do not have an obligation to support you on Shabbos, you should go and support yourself on Shabbos, it will be mutter, ubelvad bitzina shelo yeh bedavach shash roen. It cannot be in public, it's got to be something bitzina, that means he does some work on his own, in his own apartment. And this way, no one will think that he's doing work for the Balabayas. Now, first of all, what happens if the non-Jew himself does work in order to be, he wants money, he does work on his own. The Balabayas didn't tell him anything before Shabbos. He does work on his own because he wants more, he wants mezonos, he wants to pay for his own food, he wants to spend money on food that perhaps the Odin wouldn't give him. So there's a machlokas aposkim if you're allowed to allow him to do that. Since you didn't arrange anything with him beforehand, you have the responsibility of supporting him, and therefore, if he does any work on his own, he's really doing it for you. Now, another shaila is this din of bitzina that has to be done. What happens if he's doing work in his own apartment, or somebody else's, a non-Jewish home, say? Is there a din that he has to do with Bitsina also? It means the case where he has to do with Bitsina is where he's doing work in the house of the Odin. So there's a din chshad, but unless it's obvious that he's doing non-Jewish work. But if he's working in someone else's house, not everybody holds that he has to be done Bitsina. Siv Gimel. Any Yehudi Gomer Shu Sochi or Ein Rabba Metzuva Shvisasa. A non-Jew without any kinyan haguf, where there's no hava mina that the man is Jewish, the halacha is that he's allowed to do malacha, and even if he decides to do malacha for the odon, he doesn't have to stop him. He just shouldn't be nana from it on Shabbos. But there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to stop him from working. The Mishnah Berurah here goes into the whole inyan of avodim and ger toshav bizman hazeh, and he says the following. First of all, the Rambam paskins that there's no such thing as a ger tosha bizman hazeh because yovel is not noeg. The same thing is with regard to an eved that wants to accept upon himself just the sheva mitzvahs. This the Ravid actually argues on. An eved kanani, a real eved kanani bizman hazeh, meaning he should be mol toval and be makabel on himself all the mitzvahs that an eved is chayivin, that even according to the Rambam does exist today. Now, lahalacha, lemaisa, the post can have a problem with it. Since slavery is illegal, you don't really have a kinyan haguf on him. So the dina de malchusa would therefore turn it all into simply a worker. He's an employee and not a servant, not an eved. Others taina that even though it goes against government law, for all practical purposes, he is considered your eved, and he consented to it, then he is considered an eved. Now, what's interesting is that with regard to the maid servants, the maids that they used to have, where they used to mamish move into the house, be part of the family, and it was understood that they would be there for good. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a whole shaila of whether or not they get the shame of an eved v'shifcha. And then there's a chiyuv on the owner to make sure that they're not machal Shabbos. One of the issues there is that there's an early shaila in countries where if they convert to Islam, they're automatically freed. So that shows you that they're not servants forever, in which case they wouldn't have a din of Eved Kanani. Now, there's a Magen Avraham here who says that if you hire a worker and he's mekabel on himself all the mitzvahs of an Eved, still you're not chayav al shvisoso because there's no kinyan haguf. Now the halacha that you're not responsible for a shvisa because there's no kinyan haguf, that everyone seems to accept. The question is, where did the Magen Avraham get that bisman hazeh without a kinyan haguf, when you're simply paying a worker that if he accepts upon himself the mitzvahs, then there's some kind of tokef to it. It actually takes effect. In fact, the Achronim asked the Kasha on the Magen Avraham that it should be usur for him to keep Shabbos. Like any other non-Jew. How could he be makabel on himself mitzvahs ke'evid? We're talking about a simple worker. This is not a worker that was makabel on, that did milu tefillah l'shem avdus. There's no kinyan aguf here whatsoever. What right does he have to keep Shabbos? Why isn't he a regular nagur nisha shavas who's chayav misa? So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that the only time you say nagur nisha shavas chayav misa is when he wasn't makabel on himself. But if he's makabel on himself the mitzvah of Shabbos, then with regard to Shabbos, he has shaychus to it, almost like a Jew, and the halacha is that he's allowed to keep it. He's not a nachri shabbos. It's a very big chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah.